Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16-gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856, or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones, because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org. This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
No stopping us now. That's right. There's no stopping us now. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and there's no stopping us now. We're back with the second hour, live from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. And for those folks that are trying to get through and you're on hold, I'm sorry. We only have one. Chris Shaw.
And he has two arms.
He has two arms.
Not an octopus.
And the bottom line is he answers the calls as they come in. And like when I call in radio stations, which I do with WIP in Philadelphia, I might have to wait 15 minutes, half hour, whatever. And the point is, I'm sorry if you wait. I'm sorry if somebody beats to the punch. But that's why I like a music song better than a trivia without words, because it's interpretation. It's always interpretation.
Yeah, a lot of these things are subjective.
The GTO, I know the GTO because my family had the GTO when it first came out.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, I had the first.
Like DeSoto or something. What's the thing with the big Batman?
That was DeSoto.
Yeah, DeSoto.
That my father had that.
Yeah, and Michael DeSoto drove it up a tree or something.
They did.
Yeah.
I had one of the first Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
That the roof went in the trunk.
Huh?
Yeah, the whole roof, hard cop.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
It was okay. A four-door. It was the first four-door Thunderbird.
Trivia, we won't have.
Anyway, the GTO came out in the 64s.
Yep.
What was the answer of this?
Well, it was three-part. Charles had a three-part question.
What was the answer? The answer was 1964. Pontiac GTO.
Right.
Oh, that's the answer.
That's the answer. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. You better get to
anyway.
What more do you want to know about it?
That's it. GTO, Pontiac GTO.
Chris, will you please play Michael's song?
Okay. Now we're going to go to my trivia. Mine's a very easy one.
Yeah.
It's a song. So tell me who's singing this song. This was a big song, big artist. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is a trivia question. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
All right, Mike. Come on, Mike. That was too easy, Mike.
We can't hear it.
We couldn't hear the song from here.
Oh, okay. What is going on?
Couldn't hear the song.
Oh, man.
The question is, who is singing that song? Big song, big artist. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Any callers? New callers first. New callers first. Who's singing the song? Now, this is easy. There's not only one artist singing the song. Who is it?
Mike, that was too easy.
We couldn't hear it.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on, but it was playing. The phone line. Somebody done already called me from Winter Garden, ready to go in.
All right.
I got Leroy on the phone line from Winter Garden.
Any new callers besides Leroy?
No new callers yet.
Okay, just wait a minute. Leroy's first. If there are any new callers.
But Mike, you kind of surprised me a little bit with that one too, Mike. I know you know of this person, but I wasn't ready for you to play that particular song.
Why is that?
Because Mike, I'm used to the classic jams. I'm used to the Tony Bennett's, the Frank Sinatra.
That's not me.
Oh, the song he was gonna pick, I said, oh my gosh, nobody's gonna know that.
That artist who's singing this song, I've been in his company many, 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 many times in his presence.
You know where?
Yeah.
I'm looking for
Jocko's house.
I'm looking for the what you call the arrow with the
doo-wop.
The doo-wop. That's what I was looking for.
As far as I'm concerned, he was in the doo-wop area.
Yes, he was. But
he's been around. This guy's been around for years and years.
Hold, I got another caller coming because I don't want us to accidentally say anything else. Hold on.
The new caller. This guy's been around for years and years and years. And if anything, I was not a Frank Sinatra person. So I'm surprised he says that. I was a doo-wop person.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying back in that golden era, right in that.
But he was in that era.
Yeah, he was.
He was in the 50s. He was in the 60s, and he was in the 70s, and he was in the 80s. This guy.
You just threw me with that one. That's my jam right there.
Okay, so who's calling besides?
When I picked up the other caller, just stopped, and I guess they called back 407-894-1680.
I'd like to have a new caller.
You know, I feel like there's a full moon tonight. Between the internet, our guests in the UK must be sleeping. I don't know what's going on tonight. And Charles's question.
That was a good question.
You're causing all these problems, Charles.
Every time we have questions, that music is a problem.
I don't know what's going on tonight.
Okay.
It was a good question because even our guest, our first-time caller, Ron, was like, he was amazed, and he loved going back down memory lane with those type of questions.
He did.
So he was really excited. Matter of fact, all during the break, I was on the phone line with him as we talked. So thank you, Ron.
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's on line?
All right, you ready? Is Leroy from Winter Garden? Leroy.
Leroy. Leroy from Winter Garden. Leroy, who's singing the song?
I believe it's James Brown.
There you go.
That's it.
I couldn't hear him.
You said it, Michael.
What'd he say? I couldn't hear him.
We heard
him. You heard him?
Hey, wait. Let me ask this, Leroy. What was his? What was the other name that they called him as well?
I don't know either the name. All I know his name was James Brown.
Okay. All right.
He was known as the Godfather of Soul.
James Brown?
Yep. James Brown was known as the Godfather of Soul.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. I met many, many
the song
times.
By James Brown?
Wait a minute, Charles. The song that he picked was Living in America.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get out.
And I'm sorry that you couldn't hear it, but that's the song Mike picked.
Yeah.
Yes, it was Living in America. I wasn't ready. See, Mike, it's not just me.
Yeah, Mike, you had to reach for that.
It was one of his latest songs. That's all. It was one of his James Brown, one of his latest songs.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Leroy.
I mean, Leroy, congratulations.
Congratulations,
so what
Leroy.
Did he win before we go to, oh, it's
he just won him, Leroy. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
All right,
Leroy.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
$10 gift card from Subway.
Thank you for calling, Leroy.
Hold on, Leroy. Don't hang up. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike picked a great song, Living in America.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to break.
I.
Thanks, Leroy. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Congratulations. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Or visit us
and
online
Jack,
at lighthousecfl.org.
We are worldwide leaders for mobility products. Life is always changing, and we understand the need to stay in motion for all events. We have your canes covered for all your everyday outings, colored canes for your special occasions, and adventure tips to help you explore the great outdoors. Nothing should hold you back. And a mobile way of life is what we strive to deliver at Ambutech. You can reach Ambutech by going to our website at www.ambutech.com, by email at orders@ambutech.com, or by phone at 1-800-561-3340. If you haven't already tried one of our canes, give us a call and grow with us. We'd love to hear from you.
For nearly 45 years, ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118. Or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. I can't hear a thing, but we're back. This is the Blind
Beyond. I hear you.
Show. Are we on the air?
Yes, sir, we
I
are.
I hear you.
Yes, sir, we
I
are.
I can't hear you. Okay.
We got to fix that, Chris. We can't hear.
We can't hear you. Anyway, you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We're live from Orlando, Florida. What else can I say? The phone number to call in, which I wish you would, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, it's one of my favorite times of the month. Our friend Peter Cucciavi is in the house, and Peter is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. Hi, Peter.
Peter, you there?
Oh, wait, maybe he's muted. Let's see. Is he muted?
Peter.
Oh, he disappeared.
Peter disappeared.
Peter, I'm telling you, it must be a full moon out there tonight. He'll be back. He'll be back. He got kicked off or something. Anyway.
You know, talking about cars.
So if you had, 1 second. So if you have any questions for Peter, please call in when he gets back on.
Okay. Talking about cars.
Yeah.
I had, just so you'll know, listen to the cars I had. The first ones. One was called a Buick Riviera. That was a brand new car at the time, Buick Riviera. I had a Ford Thunderbird with a first four-seater Thunderbird.
You're aging yourself. Okay, we better get back to Peter. We can talk about cars, I guess, later. Oh, my goodness. Peter, where did you go? Anyway.
Hello. Oh,
hi, Peter. Welcome back, Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Sorry about that.
Peter, I think there's
the battery dies at the most inconvenient time.
Oh, my gosh. So
apologize,
anyway, yeah. Everybody out there, Peter, if you don't know, is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. Welcome back, Peter, the traveling man.
Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Glad to have you,
Peter. Hello to all of you. Oh, glad to hear your voice. Yes.
Peter.
Peter's been traveling again.
You've been traveling. So tell us about Spectrum. I want to hear about Spectrum.
Well, you know, the nice thing about traveling is you get to meet, and of course, these are all accessibility and disability related conferences. You get to meet others who, you know, are both inspired by what we are doing and want to learn from it, and those who put a wind beneath our wings too, because they're really doing some exciting things out there. And so that's the really great thing about living in the time that we are. As scary as technology is, moving at fast paces and all of this, just to watch the people who are dedicated to accessibility, to people with disabilities, whether it's blind, deaf, even deaf-blind, mobility impairments, there are some really incredible things that are happening out there. And, you know, the thing that it made me think about, you know, both in terms of what we do at Spectrum and just what's really important is it's important to keep up with that technology as it moves fast, because if we don't, then, you know, we leave people with disabilities out of the equation. So it's important to continue that journey. But it's also important for those who maybe can't keep up with the pace of that technology to continue to offer solutions that make sense, whether it's on the service side, you know, having somebody that can take a phone call, answer that phone call, answer the questions that you have, you know, because there's these all these models that have moved to self-support online. And I think it's really great. And we should offer those because those provide a level of accessibility that that I think a lot of people are asking for as well. But to continue to support people in the ways that they're used to and that make sense, whether it's on the set-top boxes or through calling a customer service agent or through, you know, just being able to get information in a way that makes sense, is something that I was really, you know, inspired by in all the travels. And I think we're going to continue to carry that in all the work that we do at Spectrum too.
And you have a special department just for people to get answers to their questions, correct?
Well, that's right. I mean, and so there's two different groups dedicated to, I mean, there's a company culture that's being built around disability inclusion, but not only do we have an accessibility team, which I think we're at about 24, 25 people right now.
Wow.
And trust me when I say this, there's so many teams out there who have maybe 2, 3, 4 people. And it's a big company and it's a lot of work. And so I feel so incredibly fortunate sometimes when I see that, that we have such a dedicated team and we have all this support to focus on all the things that we do. But we also have that disability support call center team. And so, you know, we're not a call center team ourselves because we're on the product side. We do focus on services and disability support, and we support that team. But that's a whole separate other, you know, side of the business that's dedicated to disability inclusion and support as well. And so, yeah, really, really fortunate to have both of those. And by the way, I mean, might as well give out the phone number, right? Since we're talking about that, for those of you who aren't aware, and you are a Spectrum customer, and you've sort of been wondering to yourself, well, I call the main line and I don't always get a person who understands what I'm saying when I'm talking about the fact that, you know, maybe I need a Braille bill or a large print bill, or maybe they don't understand what I'm saying when I'm talking about guide narration or having my box, you know, talk to me because I can't see it. This is the team that's going to be able to help you do that. So the phone number is 1-844-762-1301. That's 1-844-762-1301.
If you're having a problem, you can always depend on Spectrum to help you, but you have to call them up and discuss it. Don't talk about it. Do it. Just call Spectrum. Say the phone number again, Peter.
Sure. Yeah, it's 1-844-762-1301. And can I just say this too? You know what else was really interesting for me to see on the road at all these conferences? Because I got a chance to attend some blindness conferences and low vision related, some deaf and hard of hearing conferences, and also a sort of a broader conference focused on disabilities as a whole. And one thing that I noticed is a lot of times when people have a, let's say, challenge of any sort, whether it's, you know, with losing their sight or losing their hearing, maybe they've been blind their entire lives, you know, there's all kinds of cases out there, the whole spectrum. But what I see is a lot of times people have more than one type of disability or challenge that they've acquired in their life, whether it's, you know, age related or injury related or from birth or genetic, hereditary. But a lot of times people have these, what they're calling intersectionalities. They have two different disability types, two different things coming together into one confluence. And so, you know, maybe there's a group that's focused on vision and loss of vision and low vision and all that, and another group focused on, let's say, deafness and hard of hearing. But what was really heartening to see is that there's this new focus on people who are experiencing multiple sensory disabilities or maybe a mobility disability on top of that, and the way that we can be a more accommodating world and society and companies to consider the sort of variety of disabilities that people might be experiencing, you know, at the same time. And so the one that really stood out to me a lot is the deafblind group, people who have that dual sensory loss and how they experience their world and how they still very, very much depend on things like Braille and electronic Braille displays to connect to computers and smartphones and the like, that, you know, and this is something that we're really focused on as well. This is something I'm really particularly focused on within our Spectrum Access app, to see what kinds of problems can we solve in the entertainment space for that community as well.
Peter, in the few minutes that we have left, perhaps you can tell people, first-time listeners, what it is that makes, what's your main product that makes Spectrum accessible for the blind and visually impaired, such as the remote or
Right. I mean, so our flagship product, because a lot of people still very much know us as a cable company.
Right.
The company that gives you the box that you turn on your, you know, your traditional guide with. And that really is still very much our flagship product, which is the Spectrum box with guide narration. So guide narration is a text-to-speech program that's running on that box of yours that you can turn on and off really quickly. There's an options button above the number one key. And then we've made each one of the top row of your numeric keys, the 1, 2, and 3, all three of those serve a different function. So you can hit options one, you know, options followed by one for turning on and off closed captions, options followed by two to turn on and off audio description, and options followed by the number three to turn on guide narration, which is going to allow you to move around that guide and have the unit talk to you and tell you what you've landed on and speak that out loud. And so, you know, I would still say that that's very much our flagship product, although, of course, we have a variety of streaming apps, the Spectrum TV app and the Spectrum Access app for audio description and closed captioning. And of course, you know, we have a big button remote for that same box that I talked about. Apple TV, if you're running Spectrum TV and Apple TV, these are all very much built with accessibility in mind. But if you're looking for just for that core experience with your cable, that's what you want to look at. And if you want to learn more about that, I would call that phone number, the 1-844-762-1301. And they will help you get connected with that box and make sure that you know how to turn it on and off.
And you've told us in the past that your remote is very simple because there's an overlay on it that kind of
isolates
the key buttons.
That's right. You can request that overlay. So that remote cover, it just clips onto the face of the remote.
Right.
And you can get it by request. It's absolutely free. But you're right. Exactly. So it covers all those extra buttons that you're not using regularly so that you simplify that interface on your remote and you don't have to deal with many buttons.
That's important. Very important to have that overlay. Right. Yeah. All righty. So, and can you give the website out again, the accessibility, the website so that people can find you? Well, not you, but find the accessibility department.
That's a really good point. We don't talk as much about the website as we do.
No, we don't.
Phone number, no. But the website is really easy. So if you're a Spectrum customer, you're going to be going to www.spectrum.net, really simple, spectrum.net. And you just add at the end of that spectrum.net/accessibility or /disability, either one of those will take you to the same page. And there you'll find everything you need to know about the latest on our accessibility product.
Well, spectrum.net. All
right. /accessibility. That's right.
/accessibility.
Correct.
All righty. And everything's okay with Leonardo?
Oh, Lynn, you know, I'm at the end of my segment here, but I'll tell you really quickly, as exciting as it is to see him grow, it's also painful to see him hurt himself. He fell a couple weeks ago and broke his arm, little guy. Running around in a cast. Oh, it's so sad.
It's
kind of cute now that we know that he's okay and the cast is on and he'll be okay. But boy, was it painful to...
How does he ride his little bike with the cast?
he's built up a lot of strength now, so he keeps one hand on the handle and he does fine.
He has the cast on right now.
He does, yeah.
Oh, send me a picture. I want to see him. Send me a picture.
I will.
All righty. Well, thank you, Peter. Glad you're home safe and sound from all your travels, and give Leonardo a kiss from us.
Absolutely. Thank all you. Right. So great to hear all your voices.
That's right. Thank it's you, great Peter. To hear yours. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. Bye. All right, Chris, I guess we're going to break. Chris Shaw. I can't hear it, but I'm hoping we're going to
break. Yeah, I got you. We're going to break now.
Okay, good. And then we'll come back and talk to our next guest. Stay tuned for the Blind and Beyond radio show. A clinical trial is being conducted that brings hope to people living with late-stage age-related macular degeneration, AMD. The CONCERTO study is seeking people with severe vision loss in both eyes due to AMD to evaluate an implantable miniature telescope device that may help you see better. Participation in this study is not for everybody, but if you are 65 years or older and have not had previous cataract surgery in at least one eye, then this study may possibly be right for you. Qualified participants will be compensated for study-related time and travel. Plus, the study visits are covered at no cost to you or your insurance. To learn more and find a clinical site located near you, call 1-866-393-3767, or you can visit us at www.concertostudy.com. That's CONCERTO study.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Did you know over 80 million people worry about bladder or bowel leaks? Many feel isolated, even helpless, especially when absorbent underwear bought in stores don't work. They leak. Well, North Shore brand adult diapers has come to the rescue with reassuringly strong protection for even the heaviest control problems. North Shore was founded to empower people to live with the freedom and dignity they deserve. North Shore adult diapers stay dry for up to 12 hours. For all day or all night protection. That's three times longer than the store brands. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order. That's NorthShore.com. Go to NorthShore.com and use code Michael for 25% off your first trial order and start living life worry-free.
Feeding the Blind, FTB, brings nutrition to individuals experiencing low vision or blindness. Vision Nutrition, by way of medically tailored meals, addresses the effects of diabetes and vision loss due to diabetic retinopathy. FTB donates meals, supports events, and spreads awareness to the community. Partner with us to bridge the gaps in accessible nutrition for the community of low vision and blind. Join us at www.feedingtheblind.org.
Travel for All is an agency that was founded 16 years ago with the belief that everyone with the desire to travel should be able to experience the beauty of the world in which we live. From exploring your own backyard, so to speak, to traveling to the farthest reaches of the globe, Travel for All's accessibility specialists have guided people every step of the way, from pre-travel planning to post-travel follow-up. People with disabilities in the U.S. spend more than $654 billion on travel and entertainment alone, and we want to be your agency of choice. Our specialists are at the heart of Travel for All. No request is too big or small. If it matters to you, it matters to us. Travel should be inclusive, not exclusive. Let your travel plans begin by visiting us at www.travel-for-all.com.
Pen Friend Voice Labeler brings you independence. No need for help with medicine bottles, what's in the tin, notes for the doctor, or calendar appointments. The Pen Friend includes 100 plus stickers, an audio instruction card, a lanyard, easy backup software, and a dedicated website with tutorial videos. Optional extras include 1,000 plus tactile re-recordable stickers, 25 washable stickers for lids, and a tactile talking address book. The Pen Friend is also an MP3 and talking book player. The 16 gigabyte Pen Friend has changed thousands of lives over the last 15 years. The Pen Friend is available at MaxiAid, LSNS, and TouchSpot Audio. Please call 630-723-0856 or for international distributors, visit www.penfriendlabeler.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. We're back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-416-6018.
No, that's your phone.
Oh, that's my phone. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
We got you again, Mike. We got you again.
Oh, my God.
We got you again, Mike.
Ay, ay, ay. Okay, folks. Now we're going to get serious. No, truly. If you're over 65 and you have macular degeneration, then please listen up to our next guest. And you're welcome to call in and ask her a quick question before we go off the air. But anyway, I'd like to welcome back Dr. Becky Kammer. And Dr. Becky Kammer is the Vice President, Worldwide Clinical and Medical Affairs at Samsara Vision. And she has a lot to talk to you about. Hello and welcome back.
Hi, good to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you. And thank you for being patient and doing your work while you were waiting to come on the air.
Oh, it was great to hear your show. Absolutely. You
yeah, well, it's a little crazy tonight. But anyway, so Dr. Kammer, let's get back to basics, please, and just really focus in on who
in
the
plain words.
Yeah, who the target mark who the target patient is and how they can benefit from this at this study, the Concerto study.
You bet. You know, I think if I start with the first device that was out several years ago and has been out, this we have a new device. It's kind of an upgraded, it's a little easier surgery, but I'll explain a little more about the first device. So first of all, anybody who has macular degeneration in both eyes, right? And macular degeneration can be either wet or dry. The dry kind, you know, there's no treatments, although something did just come out to help slow down the progression for certain patients. So you always want to check with your retina doctors about that. But traditionally, there hasn't been any, you know, medications or anything that can help macular degeneration, the dry kind. And then wet kind, that is more has leakage and can cause a more rapid decline in vision, but both are progressive and typically do take patients from maybe just starting to have difficulty with reading print and dim lighting to all the way to having really quite large blind spots. They might not even be aware that they have these large blind spots, but really can't see much, definitely can't see faces, but do have peripheral vision. So someone with macular degeneration is never going totally blind, but those big blind spots right in the center of your vision really do prevent you from just taking care of things in daily life. It's hard to pay your bills and to see computer and watch TV and see kids' faces, grandkids' faces. So this device is really, it's kind of a low vision device. So, you know, we have magnifiers for outside the eye and those can be handheld. They can be big video magnifiers or, you know, we just heard talking about eSight, which is a head mounted kind of video camera type of a system. And then there's also kind of telescopes that can be mounted in glasses outside the eye. But those are good for a certain type of patient, a certain type of blind spot and vision level and such. And your low vision doctor will usually help to figure out which tools are the best to use. And they all take learning and training to use those devices and tools. Well, the implantable telescope is a little magnifier, basically, that goes inside the eye, not outside the eye. So when it's time to have cataract surgery, which we all will need cataract surgery at some point in our life, and that's just the yellowing and the aging of the lens that's inside the eye. When it's time for cataract surgery, in one eye, you do cataract surgery, remove the cataract, and then instead of placing a new little plastic lens in there, an IOL, intraocular lens, you place this telescope. So it's kind of a fancy intraocular lens with several lenses, and that magnifies. So you have a magnifier in one eye. So now, after surgery, the healing time can take a couple weeks or so, but then you start to learn how to use this new vision with one eye with a large magnified view, and then the other eye still has the blind spot, but it is used for peripheral vision, kind of giving you an idea of where you are, and because a telescope, a magnifier, will take away some peripheral vision in that eye. So that's the original device, and now this new study is taking that device, but it's been revamped a little bit, and so that the surgery is a much smaller opening. It's kind of these foldable, wings, let's say, that help hold it in place in the eye. So for the surgeon, it's a little easier process. And for the patient, typically the healing time, at least in Europe, where this product has been used now for over a year, been in place, about over 200 people have had it done in Europe. And so that healing time is better. And we're seeing better results in Europe. But this Concerto study is here in the U.S. It's not approved in the U.S. for the new device. And so we are looking for patients to enroll in the study and have the device. And of course, there's risks that are associated with it. And I can go through some of those things, but there's a basic idea. Does that make sense? Any questions?
It does. So that was, thank you for explaining it in simplistic terms. Would you mind going through some of the common risks so people are more educated if they're interested?
Yeah. So the study itself has a pre-op visit, a screening visit, where you'd be evaluated to see if you're a good candidate. There's quite a few things that you have to match in order to make sure that you're appropriate for the study. And then the cataract surgery occurs when the device is implanted, and that can take somewhere between 30 minutes to an hour or so for surgery. But you always talk to your doctors about that, about the study and about the device. And then the follow-up visits are 5 visits to go into this study site with a principal investigator, an ophthalmologist who's kind of head of that site. And we have 11 locations right now across the United States. And those 5 follow-up study visits are about a year time. There's also a need for rehabilitation. So you'd spend 6 to 10 sessions with a low vision rehabilitation specialist, usually an occupational therapist trained in low vision, to help really learn how to use each eye for different things. It's kind of mono vision. It's really switching between two eyes. So, some of the risks and such, well, it is a surgery. So just like cataract surgery, there are risks anytime you have a surgery. You do lose peripheral vision in that one eye. It's about a 20-degree field of view. And so it's quite large for a magnifier, but it still does remove some of that side vision in the one eye that you have it done. So we definitely use the other eye for learning how to walk. And most patients do really well, at least in our European study, in our first generation. But learning how to do that, you got to be committed to it. You don't just wake up and say, I have this amazing new vision. It takes some time. So, and some of the risks, because you have a surgery and such, is, you have risks of retinal detachment and corneal edema, which is swelling of the eye as the eye is healing, could even have increased eye pressure and some other things. So definitely want to talk to your doctor about it, or talk to a study site and a physician there and the study team to see if you're a good candidate for it.
Wow, but it's worth it in the end to have your vision improved.
It is pretty amazing. We're talking about patients with end-stage macular degeneration. That means they're just about in the legal blind and worse in both eyes. So this is not somebody who is just starting to have problems now. I've been a low vision doctor for 20 years now. I'm only doing this role. But in seeing my own patients, patients would say, oh, my vision's horrible. And I would measure them. And I'm like, well, actually, on the spectrum of things, you're actually seeing pretty well in macular degeneration. But no one wants to hear that, right? It's their own journey and their own struggle through it. But this level of vision loss is really quite severe. So the magnifier is about a 3x. It's 2.7x to be exact. And so it gives you a big boost. And then you use glasses, spectacles to kind of focus it at different distances, so that it could be something to help you with distance, seeing faces. It could be things for intermediate, maybe music or playing cards, or even really up close to some people can read again. It just depends on the starting level of the vision and how it's managed. But again, results definitely vary. And so, but just to give an idea of what it could help with, it's kind of all activities at different distances. Just depends on what your starting level and what your study team is able to help you understand what you might gain after you have it.
Dr. Kammer, can you explain the logistics, please, for people? Like, what would be step one and how does this work? How does the process work?
Yeah, so if you think that you have the right level of macular degeneration, that end stage, you don't have injections, so you can't have injections because we really want kind of a later stage patient who's not going through, let's say, treatment right now. So no injections in either eye, and you still have a cataract. You haven't had cataract surgery in both eyes. Now, maybe one eye qualifies and one doesn't, so the study team can help. Basically, you can go on the website, which is concertostudy.com. It's really spelled like concert. And then ostudy.com. You have said this yourself, Lynn, many times on the show, so I appreciate it. And then also the phone number is 1-866-393-3767. And that will take you to someone who can answer questions, give you a call back, send you materials, and then direct you to one of the study locations in the U.S. And the study does pay, in most cases, does pay for transportation. So if you're a little far from a study site, even a few hours, we might be able to help with transportation. We'll have to see with that site and what their local rules are and such.
My question is in reference to that. If you said you have to go back several times or is that a different location? You go back for the
therapy? No, that's a great question. So you have study visits, but you do have to go back to that original location for at least, let's say, 7 visits, including the surgery and such.
And then the Concerto study pays for that? The transportation back and forth?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, in most cases. Yeah. Because some of these patients with a cataract still, that's an older patient typically, that most people have had cataract surgery, so it's difficult to find someone. And so sometimes it's more in the rural areas where patients are kind of waiting and seeing if there's anything that they want to do with it. But then you have to do the rehabilitation. That's 6 to 10 sessions. So usually we'll try to find a rehabilitation specialist in that location or area of the patient. So if they're somewhere in, you know, West Virginia, we'll try to find an occupational therapist near their home, so it's not so hard on the patient to go back and forth so many times, even if it was paid for and such. It's a lot of time and caregiver's time and such, too.
It's an amazing opportunity.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it really is.
Sounds
the people
really
have to understand what it's all about first. And they have to feel comfortable in making the phone call in the first place. That's what we have to do, make them feel comfortable to make the call.
Yep. They call, and that's why I asked, what are the logistics of it? You know, how do you get started?
Okay. Yeah, that's exactly right. And you don't have
to anybody out there. Anybody out there would like to ask a question? Now's the time to call in. Got 2 minutes to call in. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680.
Dr. Kammer, I have a question. I'm going to be nosy. You said you're going to Africa? Yeah, you're going to Africa?
Yeah, I have a vision program there. So I work with children with albinism. And people with albinism have visual impairment, right? And so there's a really high prevalence in East Africa and Tanzania, and they're often mistreated and misunderstood in the social realm. And so I've been going about 12 years with a group called Under the Same Sun, and then another organization called Standing Voice. And so I will do clinics for about 240 kids.
Wow, that's over about amazing.
7 days.
What was the first group called? Under the Something Sun, I heard.
Yeah, that's Under the Same Sun.
Oh, same
Under the Same Sun.
That is unbelievable. Wow, 12 years. Which part of Africa are you going to? Or all over?
It's Tanzania. Tanzania is the main. Wow. And then the programs also in Malawi and some other locations. But Mwanza, which is kind of northern. Tanzania is a beautiful country, so I do enjoy going.
That is absolutely amazing. Wow. All right.
That's great.
Can you give out the website and the phone number once more before we say goodnight?
Yep. www.concertostudy.com. C-O-N-C-E-R-T-O study, S-T-U-D-Y.com. Phone number is 866-393-3767.
You know what, Michael? I was thinking if it's overwhelming to hear all this on the air, then people can always write to you, and then we can just
correct.
Yeah, sometimes that's a little.
And if you want to write,
be the middleman.
If you want to write to us, and we can
get
you started. Write to Michael Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write to me, and then we'll
set you up.
Right. We can put them in contact.
Make a match.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have that happen a lot, actually. Yeah,
because sometimes, you know, people are a little afraid, but they'll talk to Michael.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Kammer, thank you so much for joining us again tonight, and have a safe travels, and be healthy, and just be safe. That's all.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
You're welcome. Good night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, doctor.
Well, it's my turn to chime in here for one last little bit of information. I'd like you to join us next week with guest host Gary Sinclair and guests from Eastside Eyewear, Feeding the Blind, and North Shore Care Supply. And it's going to be another busy show. Have a great week. And guess what? We'll be chatting with them in August, Michael.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I can't believe it. Next week is August already.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? Next Sunday is National Friendship Day. So we're hoping that everybody calls in and give a shout out to your special friend. You going to call in, Michael?
Yep.
Okay. Charles, you going to call in?
Yes.
Be my friend.
Yeah.
Special Friendship Day.
National Friendship Day is next Sunday, August 6th. Yep. All right, gentlemen, I'm done.
Thank you so much, Charles.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Charles.
I think it was a good show.
For those folks that couldn't get through for whatever reason, I'm sorry.
That's radio.
That's Radio Land.
And Chris is
by himself. Chris, because he's by himself. As big as the show is all over the world, that's also how small we are, because we don't have many employees. Chris handles the whole thing as far as the engineer and the call center. So that's the story. I'm sorry that you couldn't get through. I apologize, but nothing I can do about it right now. The phone number?
I think I'm going to have to take a trip over to you this week just to test out some things, because I'm not understand. Everything is flowing over here, so maybe I just need to probably look at some of your settings.
Okay.
So let me see what I can do later on this week, probably later in the week.
All righty. You know where we are.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm not a Zoom expert. Everything I know, I only know because of our co-host, Sheila.
Right.
That's my limit.
The other professor.
Yeah, my mentor. All righty.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Charles.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Chris.
Anytime.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening.
GTO.
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 Just remember, you listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I hope you'll tune in next week. And listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. Thanks for listening. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long time.